I suppose this would be the proverbial nail in my coffin, wouldn't it?
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey everybody, it's Delta Park Gets Lost, our extra special super show. My name is Jason.
And I'm Anna, and oh my gosh, we have a big, huge break before the next Lost episode.
I know.
13 weeks.
13 weeks of
Let's see how
Groundhog
fast 13
Day.
Weeks go by. Yeah. 13 weeks go by.
Well, it's going to seem like the same week over and over and over with Christmas in the middle there somewhere.
I know.
So we had the big fall finale this week. It was season 3, episode 6. Let's see. What we're going to talk about on this show is Kate and Sawyer Did It.
I know.
The Tumor, Alex, Echo's Funeral, and then we have some burning questions at the end of the show.
So
but let's get into
this. Could be long.
Kate and Sawyer Did It.
Yeah.
They did it.
Wow. See, Kate and Sawyer Did It.
Did you not enjoy it as much as you thought you were going to?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh.
Because I kept thinking they were going to get caught and beat up.
Oh.
And so I was like,
no, because
why are they doing that in broad daylight?
The others needed a little porn. They haven't had any in quite some
right.
time.
Oh, so you know Benry was watching it.
They
He's
all
so
gathered
nice.
Around the TV.
Bug eyes.
Yeah. So it was the Kate and Sawyer Did It show along with Monica's flashbacks.
Right.
Which, what the hell were those? Other than some, you know, Fillion filler.
little Nathan Fillion. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Mal. I had a little problem because he's Mal Reynolds to me from Firefly. And so,
do you want to play a little of him talking?
Sure.
Well, you can keep talking over it if you want. But go.
Hello?
Hello?
You shouldn't have come here.
Yeah, you're right. I've made a huge mistake. I'm just full of regret right now.
Seriously. It's bad luck to see the bride before the wedding.
It's bad luck to see the bride in her dress before the wedding. You, my friend, are naked.
Thanks, Morley.
And our cat knocked over the garbage while that happened.
Maybe it's just the way that he talks.
Because I know.
If anyone would have said that, it would have sounded different, but he just sounded like Mal.
Or they just wrote it specifically
like
for him.
But
I
kept
know.
Expecting him to say Goram or something in there.
I know. He was
but.
Very Mal.
So,
but he was not bitter at all. He was very friendly. Mal,
he
super
was.
Bitter.
That's true.
Okay, so we're over that now.
And he was a police officer in Miami.
Yeah.
So what is this? I mean, I'm not going to put a whole bunch into this backstory because I kind of thought it was pointless. Other than the fact that there were a couple of things in there of she was trying to settle down. And trying to convince the marshal that if she settled down, maybe he'd stop following her
right.
for killing her father.
Blowing up her father.
Blowing up her father. But he's like, you're not going to settle down. We got to see the Oceanic tickets for Costa Rica, which
she may have traded in for one ticket to Sydney.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
And then there's the fact that she's with a good guy. And then on the island, she's with the bad guy.
I know.
Which kind of makes me wonder what that's all about. But then there's a theory that she really loves the good guy on the island. And
that's Mike C's theory from TV Squad.
As I wrote, he's everyone's second most favorite TV squatter.
Oh, thanks. he makes a good point. He thinks that that Kate really loves Jack. She slept with Sawyer, but whatever. But he thinks that she really loves Jack, but she's always... She runs from real love and things that are good for her, and she goes to things that are bad for her. So that's true.
I guess.
And also, I think she really thought Sawyer was going to die.
That's true.
And so when you think someone's going to die and you think you have nothing to lose and there's a little sexual tension, have sex with them.
But, you know, that's the curse for women on Lost.
Yeah.
Once they have sex, they get killed. Because, and
that's
especially
so true.
Sawyer's already... Got Anna Lucia knocked off. When
right.
they had
Shannon.
Sex, she got killed.
Kate's next.
Shannon had sex. She got knocked off. So we'll see what happens. Do you want to talk about the tumor?
Yeah, let's a.k.a. Ben.
Yeah, the tumor.
The OR we were in, is that fully equipped?
Yes.
Anesthesia? Sterile?
Yes.
You need to be in surgery yesterday.
All right, then. Whatever you need, it's yours. I'm ready.
No,
I think you misunderstood me. I didn't say I was gonna do it. I just wanted you to understand how you're gonna die. You think I believe you people? You think I trust you that I'm gonna just do the surgery and hope that you let me go?
Jack!
Don't!
Well, Jack, I'm very disappointed in your decision.
You won't have to be disappointed for very long.
So then, what's her name? Elizabeth Mitchell. Juliet brings Kate in to try to talk Jack into doing the surgery.
Yeah.
And he freaks out on her.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that they've done something to her.
Right.
And
to break her like that, I guess.
Right, right. And I thought it was great because this episode was about Jack taking control.
Well, getting some balls, growing a pair.
Yeah,
because
really.
You know, normally he's pretty, you know, non-confrontational, and he's like totally scheming
here.
He
took control, and it was great because I guess I didn't see it coming. I didn't see what he was going to do coming, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Well, no, and I mean, it's like he took Juliet's advice and went a little the other way with it, like make it look like an accident, please, but he didn't. And then it's almost like they tricked him into doing it here.
Who is this? Hello? Hello?
Try it. The door.
No, that sounds like Alex.
It sounds like Alex.
Try it. The door.
It doesn't sound like... And
it's not Julia.
Try it.
Door. It's got the same little accent as...
Try it? The door?
Yeah. So then he goes down and he sees them having sex.
No,
or the
canoodling.
Aftermath of the sex. Yes.
Kate and Sawyer are canoodling, which means, okay, A, Ben watched the whole thing, ew. And B, they obviously let him out of the door so that he would see Kate and Sawyer canoodling.
Right.
And he gets a gun and gets angry at Ben and then suddenly agrees to do the surgery, which... I think that he suddenly agreed to do the surgery because he saw that they were trying to control him again, and he took the upper hand. That's what I think.
Do you think that's what it was?
He knows that Ben let him out intentionally so he would see Kate and Sawyer and get jealous. He knew. I think he knew. And so he said, I got to take control of the situation. This is what I'm going to do. And maybe he's worried for Kate. I mean, she's completely lost judgment. She's begging Jack to do what they say, and she's sleeping with Sawyer? Come on!
I don't know. I was saying it from a totally different angle, that it triggered something in him that he wanted some revenge, or mad, or... I don't know. I didn't think that he thought he was being played, but I think he's being played.
Oh, I think he did think he was being played.
Okay.
Is what I think.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to say I think in as many times as possible in that sentence.
You get nervous before you do surgery?
I used to. Not anymore, no.
Especially not today.
Yeah. I'm going to cut your kidney.
Whatever happens, everything would be very different, won't it?
No doubt about it.
Because he's so cavalier, you know? He's not even...
Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, whatever, buddy, let's go.
Whatever. Oh, and then there's this little nugget.
Julian. Did Alex ask about me?
No. We took her home last night. I don't know where she is now.
And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But where are we at? Oh, and I don't think Ben is going to die.
No, I don't think so either.
For February Soups, but
he's great on the show.
I mean, his acting in this episode, I mean, just acting with his eyes, just looking at the cameras, and he is so good in that first scene where he was, where Jack told him to go
die.
Go die. It was just so intense.
And he was great.
He was so good. Spectacular. He was so good.
So you were thinking that the reason why Jack suddenly slices Ben's kidney sac and gives him an hour to live and punches the other orderly or whoever.
Oh, do you want to hear that?
Okay, sorry.
I don't care. I got the clips, baby.
I love this scene. I stand up and cheer.
Is he okay?
At this scene.
His blood pressure's dropping. Should he be bleeding like that?
Nope. No, he shouldn't.
Wait.
And Friendly just wet his pants.
Yeah, like,
back away from the table now. Can you hear me in there?
Yeah.
Good. I just made a small incision in Ben's kidney sac. Now, if I don't stitch that back up in the next hour, he's dead. Now get in here and bring that walkie-talkie.
That was great. So I stood up and cheered when that happened. I was just like, yeah, Jack. And what I think is happening here is he is taking control. He does not trust Juliet. He does not trust Ben. And so he's not going with what either of them want him to do. He's coming up with his own plan.
But what's his plan? What's going to happen when he saves Ben?
I think he's lost everything and he doesn't care. He wants to save Kate. I don't know.
Or, well, maybe when he saves Ben, then he'll still let him go.
Right.
Right.
Or maybe, you know, Ben's out cold. Who's he going to believe? I don't know.
Well, and then there was this.
Ben just put his life in the hands of one of them. Shepard wasn't even on Jacob's list.
Wait, who?
Who? What?
Shepard wasn't on Jacob's list?
Well, writers are just messing with us. Okay,
that's not Ethan, as far as we know, because when we the first episode this season showed the plane crash and showed Ben saying, Ethan. And what's the other guy's name?
Goodwin.
So the guy's name is Ethan.
Yeah.
As far as we know. And so who's Jacob?
I don't know.
Is there another mole?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
That's
They're
pretty
just
cool.
messing with us. So then they get the walkie-talkie.
Hey, you have about an hour head start before they come after you.
Wait, where are you? Where are you?
You remember what I told you on the beach? The day of the crash. Do you remember what story I told you when you were stitching me up? Do you remember it?
Yes, yes, I remember.
Safe, you radio me and you tell me that story.
Jack, please.
If I don't get a call from you in the next hour, I'm gonna know something went wrong and he dies.
Look at me without you.
Yes, you are. Go.
Yes, I said.
Go now.
I can't.
Hey, damn it, run.
She can't leave without him.
Without Jack.
Because she loves him.
I don't know.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
So you guys want to hear that story?
Yeah. Here it is.
It's kind of long, but I like it. I liked actually going back and watching parts of the pilot.
Oh, my God. It was funny. Okay. So we didn't watch Lost from the very beginning. We caught on to it like three weeks after because they showed the pilot over and we were curious. And I watched the pilot and I went, oh, my God, that's the best television I've ever seen in my entire life. That pilot itself is still the best thing I've ever seen on TV. Anyway.
Yeah, so it was fun to go back and record this. Oh, set this up. She's stitching him up on the beach.
I might throw up on you.
You're doing fine.
You don't seem afraid at all. I don't understand that.
Well, fear is sort of an odd thing. When I was in residency, my first solo procedure was a spinal surgery on a 16-year-old kid, a girl. And at the end, after 13 hours, I was closing her up, and I accidentally ripped her dural sac. It's right at the base of the spine where all the nerves come together. Membrane is thin as tissue. And so it ripped open. And the nerves just spilled out of her like angel hair pasta. Spinal fluid flowing out of her. And the terror was just so crazy. So real. And I knew I had to deal with it. So I just made a choice. I'd let the fear in, let it take over, let it do its thing, but only for 5 seconds. That's all I was going to give it. So I started to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it was gone. I went back to work, sewed her up, and she was fine.
If that had been me, if I would have run for the door.
No, I don't think that's true. You're not running now.
She ran from Nathan Fillion.
She runs. She runs.
I love that show.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about Alex a little bit. We heard in our previous discussion about the tumor of something weird. Ben saying, did Alex ask about him?
Oh.
Hi.
You said something about the tumor. I thought we were talking about a tumor.
Or the mockingbird.
When he was going under, he asked about Alex. Did she ask about me? What does that mean? I don't know.
A lot of speculation. And it actually got me thinking about Danielle and Henry, or Ben, back when he got introduced to the Losties and he was up in the net. We haven't seen Danielle yet this season. We don't know if, and we now know that it was all part of some elaborate plan for him to go over there
and
get captured.
Jack.
And so maybe Danielle and maybe Alex has been in Danielle's love child, and maybe she just strung him up in the tree and said he was another because they already had a friendship with Saeed. And so now she and Alex are over at, you know, the Hilton Other and living it up. I don't know. Because the others, you know, were pretending to be disheveled and crazy and quiet and weird.
Yeah, Turns out they're not. Danielle planning that too?
Danielle is quiet and dirty and weird, and she wasn't living in that little tent, was she? That, or that little hole she was living in?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm off my box, but I just think it just brought that up, that it was really weird, especially her all of a sudden just running through this, through the camp.
Alex running through the camp.
Get up! Come on, get up! Go!
Alex! What the hell do you think you're doing?
What, you gonna shoot me?
You know you're not supposed to be here, so let's just calm down.
What did you do to him, Danny? Where is he? I want to talk to Ben.
Sure. That sounds like a great idea. So why don't we just lower our little sling?
Where is he? Tell me! No! Get off of me!
Get her out of here.
What are you doing? Get her out of here!
Put me down! Listen, whatever they say, don't believe them! They're gonna kill your boyfriend! Just like they killed mine!
What is that all about?
I don't know.
Because her boyfriend, presumably, is the guy who was in the cage.
Carl?
Yeah, who escaped, and then the sirens went off, and then they took him away.
Right. And then she's already been down once, like, sort of taunting Kate a little bit about her dress.
Right.
And saying, that's my dress.
Right.
And now she's doing this. And now, does she mean Sawyer? They're going to kill Sawyer, or they're going to kill Jack? Because...
Yeah, I don't know.
Who does she think her boyfriend is?
Right.
Because she's seen her at another time, right? I think. At another... Did they see... Beckett, are you...
What?
Is my... Oh, my underwear on fire.
She put... She... What?
Did she ever see Jack when she was over at the other side of the island? Another island?
Yeah, remember when they all lit up their... torches and...
Oh, right, if I would just look at my notes.
Friendly gave this speech about how it's our island, and Alex took Kate... And then Jack is the one who got her back. So maybe she does think that Jack's her boyfriend.
Right.
I don't know.
And also, Alex had some sort of other role at that time. I mean, she went along with the big guys on this mission.
Right.
And now she's not even allowed at the camp.
The rock-breaking camp.
Yeah. Which, so, who knows what they're building there.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on. Okay, so are we done with that now? Okay, so we're moving on to Echo's funeral, the last, the smaller storyline, I guess, of this last episode. And, you know, they had a little funeral for Echo in the middle of the woods and sort of said goodbyes. And, sorry, that was our cat in the background again. I don't know what to say about it.
Oh, well, I just thought it was kind of, you know, like most of the funerals on the island have been like this whole group gathering together, and it's been this big, like, goodbye thing. But for Echo, they're like, oh, no, we don't want to bring the other people into this, and let's just keep him over here with Paolo and Nikki, and we'll bury him, and it'll be this little quiet thing, and I'll go get some shovels, and I'll go get his stick, but let's not bring Hurley or anybody else or Charlie or anybody else into this. And I just thought it was kind of weird, and then it was also sort of like, we're saying goodbye to Echo, but it was like just sort of this 5-second goodbye sort of thing here.
Yeah, it was nothing.
That was nothing in the episode.
And then it got sidetracked with Locke looking at Echo's stick, and he sees the quote, "Lift up your eyes and look north, John 305. And is John...
John Locke.
Locke, or is it the Bible?
Well, and it's like...
I guess,
and that meant something to Locke. And Locke, like, a light bulb went off in his head, and I don't know what that means, but all of a sudden Locke's like, oh, yeah.
I know. Well, he just likes to look for signs in everything, though.
I suppose.
So he's like, oh, there's... Because he's trying to discover what the reason is for Echo's death.
Right.
When the hatch exploded, your prayer stick fell out of a tree right on top of me. So Saeed and I went out to get it because it didn't feel right to bury you without it. I'd like to think you died for a reason, Mr. Echo. Just hope it's not too long before we find out what the heck it might be. Rest in peace, Mr. Echo. Thank you for helping me find my...
faith, is what I think he was going to say.
Find my name
faith
on your
in the
stick.
Island.
I don't know. So he's gone. And so does it mean now is he going to find Jack, Kate, and Sawyer? Because he's going to
look
up
north.
North for some reason? I don't know. We'll find out in 13 weeks. Some other things that we've been thinking about. Are they really on another island? You know, they told him they're on another island, but maybe there's another island nearby and he just pointed at it, because it could be that they didn't actually go across. Something that I'm thinking about. What are the others having Kate and Sawyer build?
Yeah, I can't even comprehend what they might be having them do.
I think it's a space station, but just my thought.
It's no moon.
And have we what is up with Jin and Sun? Because Saeed is obviously back.
They're still playing Marco Polo in the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Marco.
Yeah. They're, I don't know, we haven't seen them. They're, I mean, we could just presume that they came back with Saeed, and they're okay, and they're on the beach.
You'd think that they would have shown something, though. I don't know. And because Sun shot and killed someone, and we haven't seen her really reaction to that, or
no,
anything.
We haven't.
I don't know. Let's get into this.
She doesn't know she killed someone, though.
That's true. Bum, bum.
Fear has held them prisoner. This February, hope will set them free.
I can't leave without you!
Hey, damn it, run!
February 7th, 2007, Lost returns with all new episodes.
You don't want to know what happened to me!
16 weeks.
You don't want to know!
16 new episodes.
You think I'm lying here, that I'm bluffing?
No repeats.
The plan's not gonna work.
None. Even... returns this February with new episode every single Wednesday.
So Jack's going to be saying that for a whole episode. I will let him die. I will. He could die. Yeah.
So hope will set them free.
And you know what I was just thinking about? When Jack was telling Kate, remember that story I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe his message wasn't, tell me that story. His message was no fear.
Right.
To her.
That's true. That's
no
a good. That is
fear.
A really good point.
Count to five, Kate.
Count to five and run like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing that we're going to learn, evidently, is what happened to Desmond after the hatch blew up.
Yeah.
He and Charlie have some little altercation.
Little tiff.
And we see the lightning strike again. That was obviously him seeing the future or something. I don't know.
And he says, you have no idea what happened to me. So,
hopefully
he has an idea of what happened to him.
Things to look forward to. And it's going to be 16 in a row. So that's probably going to be 16 and then a 2-hour finale at the end.
Probably.
And it'll be kind of fun to do 16 nonstop. Because that was one of the big things last time is we'd get going a little bit and then we'd take a break.
Right.
And I guess the only other thing that I want to talk about today was these six episodes were supposed to be some sort of arc, some sort of open... I don't know. I think that the characters grew a little bit. We saw, but of course they're going to because we had six episodes.
Well, and there's definitely a new chapter going on. I mean, they're in a different place. There are a lot of different people. They have totally different issues now.
Right. And you know, I accepted Juliet right away, but I did not accept Nikki right away. So I don't know about that. And
well, because Juliet has character already, I think, and Nikki doesn't.
A purpose.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, a purpose. Arts had a purpose.
Right.
And then I think that Jack had a nice growth spurt here, or at least some really good character development. We've got Locke back. He's the head of the group, and he's got his faith back, and he's... back up. It's back to Locke, and I really like
right,
that.
Right, I know.
And we didn't see any Rose and Bernard, but...
Or Hurley, really. We didn't get much Hurley.
Yeah.
Or Charlie.
Yep.
So
we'll more of that, please.
Yeah, and probably Nikki and Paolo, too.
And we didn't see Penny Widmore and the Portuguese-speaking Brazilians on the North Pole or wherever they were. And so hopefully we'll get to see, because they did tell us that we were going to see some more on the outside world. So hopefully we'll see some of that in February. But
all right.
Until then, we're going to sign off for 13 weeks, you guys. Unless if something big and incredible happens, but I doubt it. I don't think we're going to watch Daybreak. So so that is everything for this week. I'm Jason.
And I'm Anna.
Seacrest out.
You've just listened to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.
Dude.